T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You wanna see Loco?
Here we are. Twin Peaks in Davie. Feels like a Monday because we were off yesterday for President's Day. It is Tuesday, but we love ourselves some Twin Peaks. And here we are, University Drive in Davie at Twin Peaks. They believe nothing pairs better with their made-from-scratch menu than an ice-cold 29-degree draft served by the best in class, the Twin Peaks girls. You can pair a signature Twin Peaks brew in a man-sized mug with the Carolina pulled pork sandwich for their version of a dream team.
I would prioritize it differently, but I feel what you're saying.
Or give the sweet and smoky ribs a shot. Whatever you choose, you're in for a meal worth cheering for. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. And we are here on a Tuesday in Davie, and we have a loaded potato for you today. NBA All-Star Weekend was amazing, except for Kenny Smith, who really got on my nerves. who made him the
I agree with
you. Did you watch that TV?
Yes.
Kenny Smith seemed to think that he was
the main event.
The main event, yeah. And like the final word in everything that happened. Like, he's demanding Dwayne Wade walk off the set so that there's not a tie. And, like, Dwayne Wade's not even arguing with him.
No.
And I don't understand. Kenny Smith's like, okay, well, you got to walk out. You got to walk off because that way we have a tie. We've had enough. And it's like, who made you the game show guy in that Avengers movie? Jeff Goldblum. Remember, he was the game show guy, and
yes,
Thor had to fight in that thing, and Jeff Goldblum made all the rules because he was like, who made him that guy? It was annoying me.
But he's on TNT. He was the veteran voice of the NBA on that set.
And I'm fine with that. I'm just saying, like, you know, he's making all these, like, edicts. Like, hey, we're all enjoying the slam dunk competition. We're all enjoying it.
Yes.
I'm sorry if you got bored of it, but, like, we're all enjoying it. So whatever the league decides they want to do with the winner, the league will decide. Like you're out here making all these demands, and now you got to walk off the set, and this is ridiculous. And, like, get out of here, Kenny Smith.
And the drama is what we want.
Yes.
That's what was getting to me about all these arguing. This arguing is great for All-Star Weekend.
And especially because it's not arguing about how bad it became. It was arguing about Aaron Gordon and Derrick Jones Jr. and how great the dunk competition was.
And we always argue about how bad a tie is. This is America. There's winners and losers.
Right.
So we have to decide a winner and loser. The drama of that. The drama of everything. The drama of the All-Star. I love the new rules. The quarter-to-quarter scoring, and they figured out. Bro,
they did
an awesome job. But I'm with you. I don't think anyone sat down Kenny and explained to him what this was going to be.
Kenny Smith, if he's writing Apollo 13, is like, oh, enough of the re-entry stuff already. Like no, that's the drama. What are you doing?
I didn't even know where you were going, but I am 100% in agreement with you.
No, but you just said, which is so right on, you want drama.
Yes.
You want the end to be like, oh, my God, is it this way? Is it that way? I can make a case for this. Kenny Smith is out here going, no, 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 no. Enough with this great dunk competition. It's got to be over. I need you to walk off stage, Dwayne Wade. And I'm like, can you shut the bleep up, please?
Yes. Yes.
Watching it with my wife and kid, we're riveted by All-Star Saturday night. Golly, that guy annoyed me.
He was oh Aaron. I wanted airplane mode. Like once he started up, I was like,
Derrick Jones Jr. was 1,000 times better than Aaron Gordon, by the way,
bro. But
all right, maybe not.
I was gonna say a thousand times better. Like they had me thinking, but I had to snap out of it and say, bro, I have to decide on this. Like I tried to look at it from a judge perspective,
sure.
Because I fell into fan mode. I was enjoying athleticism.
It was great.
I was enjoying athleticism.
It was great.
That's why I laugh when you say Kenny, because I was saying, Kenny, shut up. Like I'm enjoying this athleticism.
Like we're watching a competition come down to the end.
Do these two guys that are not even arguably the best two dunkers in the world, they might have to do another one?
Oh, for shame.
Yeah. Let them dunk again.
So crazy.
Let them go into their repertoire. Let this man do a reverse under the leg, windmill between the legs. They were pulling out some stuff that was stupid.
It was crazy.
And I loved it.
Now, Aaron Gordon's dunk over Taco Fall was not a 50. I'm sorry.
No.
That dunk was playing chicken in the pool where you hop on someone's shoulders and then you have a little fight or whatever. He hopped on his shoulders. He was playing that old leapfrog game.
Yeah.
Where you put, like, that was not a 50 dunk. Sorry. Derrick Jones Jr.'s dunks were all, the one where he jumped over Bam,
yeah.
He cleared him.
Didn't touch him.
He cleared him.
And they have a picture of Bam smiling.
And then they're like, well, Taco Fall, he's 7'6". Well, sorry, but you didn't clear it, so don't jump a guy who's 7'6".
Don't pick the wrong guy.
I mean, why am I so angry?
You know what? Because that the if you watch that without commentary, it was better than watching it with commentary.
Yeah, because Kenny Smith started to ruin it for everybody.
Was trying to kill exactly what we watched it for.
Yes, you're watching for drama. You're watching it for it to come down not to a dunk-off because neither person's able to make a dunk in a minute. And so now you got to, like, you're watching it for this particular reason. The dunks are so good that the judges cannot figure out who the winner is. And so then they have another dunk. And those dunks are so good, the judges can't figure out who the winner is. And Kenny Smith is there ruining every minute of it.
Let's wrap this up. What?
Wrap it up. I made plans to be on my couch Saturday night. I want this to go on forever.
Let's wrap this up.
God.
It was some – that whole weekend, man. And as a Heat fan, too.
Yeah, it was great.
With Bam, with airplane mode, with what Jimmy and what Bam was – even Bam in the All-Star game. Like, Bam came out with showing out.
Bam's legit. I had no thought that he was going to win the skills competition.
No.
We'd have bet him if he did. He was plus 1,200.
Oh.
We bet Duncan Robinson to win the three-point contest. We bet Derrick Jones Jr. to win the dunk contest. I'd have put $50 on Bam to win the skills competition. Would have paid $600.
Oh, I didn't believe in it.
Plus 1,200. We poo-pooed it last week. We were like, nah, big man can't win this. Came down to all big men.
And then Bam was on the TNT. Did you see him talking to Charles?
Yes.
And Kenny and them? He was like, oh, the pass is tough. Like, this is a tough competition. I was like, damn, Bam don't believe in himself. Bam is that dude.
He had skills,
and
man. Knocking out the threes. Like, man.
And I don't know. I got killed on Twitter about us criticizing the big guys in the skill competition.
Yeah. They showed out. They showed out.
The NBA is changing.
Which shows you big guys can shoot threes now. Like, the notion that, well, there's a shooting component to it. So, and Dwayne Wade even said when Bam was coming down to make that first three, Dwayne Wade's like, yeah, here's where he's going to fall into a problem, though. He can't shoot. Swish.
Yeah.
Like, So, we're going to talk, by the way, in the next segment with Sylvie.
Yes.
Mark Silverman from Waddle and Sylvie at ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Chicago did a great job hosting All-Star Weekend. It really was fun. The skills competition was great. Three-point competition was great. Dunk contest was great, except for Kenny Smith. All-Star game was great. There was so much drama at the end of an All-Star game, I could not believe it.
I saw the rules of the All-Star game. And I was like, I think they're trying too hard.
Right.
Perfect.
It was perfect. And I was thinking about this, too, because you do so much work for the Boys and Girls Club in Broward County. Like, imagine you've got 50 kids from the Boys and Girls Club in Broward County, and you're in an athletic endeavor, and someone else has 50 kids from a different charitable organization, and they're all sitting there cheering. And it's by the time the fourth quarter rolled around, because the third quarter was a tie, they were playing for a $200,000 donation to that group. Like, you're going to try if you're a professional athlete because you want to deliver to your charity. I thought the whole thing was fantastic.
You have 50 faces that are now attached to it.
Yes.
This isn't nebulous.
This nebulous, right.
Just, I'm giving money. No, you're giving money to those kids over there.
Yep.
And just how they did it and what the game and how that fourth quarter came around when Giannis was on LeBron.
It was great.
Like, put the best on the best. Let's not just, he needs some minutes. They need some minutes. And I heard people criticizing it. I was watching Get Up and all that. Well, they were cutting guys' minutes. No. They were playing the best guys on the feet.
They were trying to win that game.
Why wouldn't you want to win? And that's what we want to say. You know, the only people that hated that, and I actually thought about this, and I think this sports, talk is getting to me. The coaches and owners hated that game.
Right.
If I was Eric Spoelstra,
right? Because you're trying.
My jelly beans were in my throat.
Yep.
Because Jimmy's out there playing.
Yep.
Bam's out there playing. Bam's posting guys up. Bro, we have a half a season left. But that's what the All-Star Game's supposed to be.
It was
fun. I hope, and I'm going to ask him. I can ask you. You're a Chicago guy, but you're a sports guy. I heard Mecca of basketball too many times about Chicago. I grew up learning New York was the Mecca of basketball. I'm going to ask Sylvie in the next segment, what is the Mecca of basketball? Because I heard that narrative too much.
Madison Square Garden is the Mecca of basketball. Chicago has a rich basketball history. Did you watch? There was a round table. It was Tim Hardaway, Dwayne Wade, Mark Aguirre, Isaiah Thomas. I can't think. But it was Chicago has an unbelievably rich history of people grown in Chicago playing on the streets of Chicago.
AD's from there. Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis is from there. So that was. I'll tell you something that did jump out at me though. I thought there was a noticeable absence of Michael Jordan, who did not grow up in Chicago, but is the face of Chicago basketball. And I thought it was noticeable how absent he was because everyone was there. The whole city was celebrated, and I thought it was really noticeable how absent he was in the opening of the game. They had this big, sculpture of Chicago and people looking over and whatever, and he was part of that. But that was the only time I saw him.
But wasn't this the Kobe All-Star game?
I think there
was. You know what I'm saying? And Jordan overshadows Kobe.
Right. I think there was a lot of that. But, I mean, who better to, pay homage to Kobe than Michael? I thought it was odd. I thought it was odd that they celebrated Chicago basketball as much as they did in the history of Chicago basketball. And he seemed to be a relative sidelight to it. It was a little odd to me. Let's, because Sylvie's going to join us. He's getting done in Chicago. Let's get headlines here real quick from Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
The Florida Panthers beat the San Jose Sharks 5-3 yesterday.
I thought you got your stitches out.
I did.
All right. Did they put new ones in? Thicker ones?
They switched them.
Sound like you're still having a tough time talking.
No, I'm good. New gums, new me, baby.
All right. Look at you. Man's alive. He's ready to live life again.
New gums, new me.
Are you allowed to eat popcorn or something at a movie theater?
I can eat whatever I want. I just have to continue to wear my retainer when I eat. That way the palate doesn't isn't at risk of
how long till the palate is
Brad, I spoke to Brad today. He told me I'm recuperating at an amazing rate and that in 2 to 3 weeks I should be back to 100%.
All right.
The NFL does this. This is the highest level of athleticism in the world, one of them. They always give you a second opinion. Cleveland Clinic is known for second opinions. Solana, can you please get a second opinion? I don't trust
it's
Brad.
It's too late.
I don't trust Brad.
It's too late.
It's not too late.
What are you going to do now? The second opinion, they go, you didn't need this.
Hey, Doc, this little fake doctor fixed my gums. Can you check him out?
Too late. His palate has already been removed, and his gums have already been whatever they've done to him.
Brad saved my life.
Solana, I will financially fund your second opinion if you'd like to have
He's got, Stockholm Syndrome with Brad. He believes Brad is a savior. All right, go ahead, real quick. Let's get through the headlines here because I got to get to Sylvie.
Ryan Newman, he drives in NASCAR. He was injured very badly in a very scary accident yesterday.
Yeah, that was bad. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, at the Daytona 500. However, NASCAR has since reported that he is in critical condition. However, the injuries are not considered to be life-threatening, so they expect him to make a full recovery.
Somebody texts in, Solana, sun's out, gums out.
Them gums right, baby.
Get them gums right, man. Show them gums off. All right, what else?
The Champions League begins today. The round of 16 in the Champions League begins today. Atletico de Madrid will host Liverpool, and Dortmund will host Paris Saint-Germain. That's both games are at 3 p.m.
That's what Adrian, our engineer, was telling me before the show, that there's a big Champions League start today or whatever.
Two
so
big
look
matches.
At that. Yeah, he's excited. Yeah,
we can bet money on it?
We can bet money on it, sure.
We have an edge? Good.
We can probably do prize picks on it if you want to do some fantasy soccer.
I don't know these little weird old soccer players'
I know.
Names.
Falera won money on prize picks doing fantasy soccer over the weekend. Yeah, he sent us that screen pick of it. All right, what else you have there?
Armando Salguero wrote earlier this weekend in the Herald that the Dolphins are not 100% sold on Tua Tagovailoa at the top of the draft, and also that the Finns have been increasingly positive, have a increasingly positive view, I should say, on Justin Herbert.
Yeah, that might be because they're stuck with him, and they may be floating information because they have to.
Bro, when you're courting Lisa, you have to throw Diane in there to make Lisa a little seem special.
You're right.
That's what I think.
Just in case.
With. Yes. Or not in case. Like,
you try to lower the price.
No, everybody's playing ball. Everybody's playing ball. Now the Dolphins are going to say we love Tua, and everybody around us playing ball. Detroit Lions playing ball at 3. Cincinnati's playing ball at 1. You know what I'm saying? Like the Redskins
That's
are playing
I say,
ball.
Like, you've got to know that this is not going to play out the way that we think it's been scripted to play out.
You have to BS when you're in that top 5, top 8. You have to BS.
Yep.
The Dolphins are now BSing, and I love it.
And Detroit might be BSing. And
everybody
now,
is.
Yeah. What else you got, Solana?
Finally, guys, Red Lobster fans were panicking this morning when a story went viral and was being shared by everybody that loves Red Lobster that Cheddar Bay biscuits were no longer unlimited. However, breathe easy, Red Lobster fans. They are still unlimited, and that story was fake.
Wow, that I could see where. I remember Omar Kelly told us that those biscuits were the greatest thing.
They're good. You don't go to Red Lobster.
No.
Oh, they're delicious, but they already ration them out.
Do they do?
Hey, 7 people at a table, they bring 4 biscuits first. And then you're like, hey, can we get some more biscuits? They bring 3. Bro, bring me a basket. They bring me 10, 12. Bring me some damn biscuits. They're unlimited. Bring me 15 biscuits. They already ration them out like they're World War II ration packs.
See, they gotta plant stories like that, too. Like, you gotta try to catch lightning in a bottle the way Popeyes did with the chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, what if everyone thought the Cheddar Bay biscuits were going away?
They got to get them before they leave.
You got to get them before they leave.
You know, like, I think you hit it on the head.
That's the way to go.
They've been slow playing the Cheddar biscuits for years.
They slow played it.
They slow playing me. Bring some biscuits,
I'm
bro.
I'm telling you, this is Curb Your Enthusiasm. I am Larry David, and you are JB Smoove. They are slow playing the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Slow playing them.
All right, you have weather, Solana?
I thought I was Larry David.
Yeah.
You're gummy, David.
Here's our Exergen 5-day forecast on 790 The Ticket. I told you guys, after looking at our there was going to be heavy rain all weekend, and I was right. That's your Exergen 5-day forecast on 790 The Ticket.
Wow, so your 5-day forecast was just you gloating that you got the forecast right?
I'm a meteorologist, and I called it, nailed
I've never seen a meteorologist do that before, though.
Hey, Gum, you hit it on the head, bro.
You ever seen John Morales get on the weather and go, today's forecast, I got it right last week, bitches.
Told y'all bastards.
All right, you have a sponsor, or are we done?
We're done.
All right, there you go. Mark Silverman, Sylvie from Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Chicago did a great job hosting the All-Star Weekend. Sylvie will join us next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Oye, te hablo desde la prisión. Wilson Manyoma. Corbona.
We are doing it live today at Twin Peaks in Davie.
usually here on Mondays, but we were off yesterday, so you can catch us in the man cave at Twin Peaks in Davie, University Drive. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Always enjoy it here every week. And we do 15 minutes of Heat every day around this time. Heat are obviously in the All-Star break, as are the other NBA teams. They'll be in Atlanta Thursday, but we figured for today's 15 minutes of Heat, we'd actually look at All-Star weekend in Chicago since we were off yesterday. So we'll head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mark Silverman, better known as Sylvie from Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, is joining us. Waddle and Sylvie, the most popular radio show in all of Chicago, which did a fantastic job, by the way, hosting All-Star Weekend. I was jealous. I wish I was there. And Sylvie is with us now. I would imagine, Sylvie, because when we had Super Bowl weekend and you and Waddle were down here for Super Bowl week, you did a couple of shows out from Radio Row. Miami, all of us here in Miami were pretty proud of the way Miami was represented and the way that we pulled off the Super Bowl. I thought it was a great just a great job by everyone associated. I was just blown away by how well Chicago did with All-Star Weekend. Is that the opinion in Chicago?
Yeah. And it was great to meet you at the Super Bowl finally after all these years face to face for the first time. I mean, like, we've talked for 15 years, and I know you, and I know you from Twitter, and I know you from your show, but we never met in person. So that was cool. That was bonus number one. And I think you were the first face I saw as it was trying to secure my credential.
That is true.
But yeah, I mean, first of all, you guys do a great job. And like the thing that we say here when we talk about the destinations of going for the Super Bowl is that we think they should limit the pool of candidates on who hosts the Super Bowl, that Miami should be one of three or four of those cities that rotate every 4 years, every 5 years. And you guys pretty much get it then, but you guys do such a good job in the city, believe it or not, like you didn't feel like it was just wall-to-wall people. So I thought it was fantastic. The weather was perfect. And that's the complaint that we get here is as well of a job as Chicago does do. And for the people there who have never been to Chicago, Chicago's a great world-class city. I mean, it's cleaner than New York. It's a little smaller, but when you're on this big of a level, you really can tell. It feels big, but the people are much nicer too. But, you know, we're coming to Chicago in mid-February, and this was the coldest couple of days we had. So when it comes to recruiting again, like a player, I think all those players, if we ever want them to come to the Bulls, they all stepped out of the clubs on Friday night and they said, damn, it's cold. This is why I don't play here. So I think we did a good job. I think people know what Chicago can bring to the table, but, you know, in February, I'd rather be maybe 50 other cities than here.
I had a bunch of people, though, that were in Chicago for the first or second time and just told me they were blown away, A, by the food. You and I know, obviously, how good the food is in Chicago. I guess I got to ask you, because when you were down here for the Super Bowl, you went to Prime 112. And
I
know up in Chicago you go to Cut, right? Isn't that the name of the place, Cut?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So how do they compare?
Well, it was very good. So, and my guy at Chicago Cut hooked me up at Prime 112, and I met Miles, and I was with Wilbon, so that helps too.
Yeah.
You know, Wilbon gives him shout-outs on PTI and everything. So it was, I was blown away. And Wilbon was telling us the stories about, like, the heat and the heyday when LeBron first got there. And he was trying to tell us the night we were there, the Wednesday of the Super Bowl. And he was saying that night was like a B on a scale of A through F. That was like a solid B. I mean, you had many of the Chiefs players there. You had everyone from ESPN was there. He said, but as it goes closer to Super Bowl Sunday, and as it gets like for some of these Heat games, there are like A-list celebrities who go there. So I was blown away. I thought the food was outstanding. And as you know, Hawk, I mean, Chicago is like the state capital of the world. I got married at a place called Gibson's in Chicago. If you've been to Chicago, you know about Gibson's. I've made Chicago Cut now my new spot. And it doesn't matter if you still open another steakhouse and it's good, you'll survive here. there's room for everybody. But I thought that Prime 112 was as good as any place I've ever been.
Wow.
Oh, Sylvie, what? But Hawk did me wrong, man. You took me to Ditka's. I had the paddle steak. I thought I was doing it with the paddle steak.
I mean, paddle steak at Ditka's. There's no shame in getting some pork chops or paddle steak at Ditka's.
But, Hawk, I didn't get the cut. I didn't go to Cut or Giordano's or these other places.
I took you for deep dish, didn't I?
Was it Giordano's?
Yeah, we went.
What's the name of the steak? I think you
Gibson's. Gibson's.
Yeah, we didn't go to – you cut me, Hawk. You cut me. I didn't go to Gibson's.
Well, I'd have gone to Cut if I had talked to Sylvie. Cut didn't even exist when I was in Chicago.
Right. It's like 7 years old, and, you know, Al Michaels gives them shout-outs every time they come to Chicago. And Patrick Mahomes was there on Friday right before the All-Star game, so he came in town. And, look, I'll set you up. We used to do the show with Coach Ditka. Waddle and I did 5 years with Coach Ditka up until maybe 3 or 4 years ago. So we used to do every show from Ditka's on Thursday. So believe me, I mean, Ditka still gets it done. It's absolutely awesome. I would tell you guys, and Hawk, you know this, but to me, deep dish pizza is great. But when we live here, the people who live in Chicago, when we order pizza, we don't get deep dish pizza. Like, that's more of a tourist thing. I get good thin crust Chicago pizza. That exists too. There's a Chicago style thin crust.
No, you know, Sylvie and I have the same favorite joint.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to learn. Yeah, we'll teach you, believe me.
That's my first stop every time I go into Chicago is Barnaby's. Oh, yeah. The sand on the bottom.
You were selling me this damn pizza lasagna for years.
No, exactly. Deep dish pizza is uncomparable. But you can't eat it eat it. If you're in the mood to order a pizza, you can't just constantly order in Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, I mean, you're eating like these two big, thick pieces of pizza with all that tomato sauce. It's good like once every few months. But that's not how Chicagoans do it. You know, it's just like anything where when you live in a town, you know the real rules.
It's like stone crab down here in Miami. I mean, you're not having it three times a week unless you're Crowder.
Yeah.
But
you got the NFL money.
But yeah, exactly. No, Sylvie, like you say, I got a place where you can get it for peanuts compared to what you pay
but
for.
But even if you didn't, you'd be eating the stone crab. He's got that NFL pension. You know, Waddle knows about it.
I got a little sack. I got a little sack, Sylvie.
We have Joe's here, and is that weird, too, that I love seafood? I love every seafood. And I think stone crab is good. I'd rather have 10 other things than the cold stone crab, though.
I love stone crab.
I'd rather do a seafood tower for the appetizer, and then I'm about the lobster tail. I'm about crab legs steamed or whatever. But the stone crab, I've always thought, is like kind of like my deep dish pizza of seafood. Is that weird to say?
Yes.
I don't know. I think it's so tasty.
Yes,
now, I love the Joe's mustard. You know, I don't know. There's something about it.
And you can get snow crab and king crab and red lobster.
Right. They put it in every
buffet. Red lobster's not having no stone crab.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see it anywhere. I don't know. I feel like I could eat stone crab every meal, but maybe I couldn't actually. I don't know.
I have when I was playing.
I know. You know, at
his. Then the radio money started.
At his dorms when he went to UF. They had stone crab in the cafeteria for the students, for the athletes, excuse me. They had stone crab every day.
I had grilled cheese. I mean, come on.
I had Captain Crunch. I had Captain Crunch at UF.
Right. Cereal for dinner.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's why your body's like
not
that.
Not bad to be a college athlete, Sylvie. That's the way to go
I've
learned.
It is so good.
Mark Silverman is with us, Sylvie, from Waddle & Sylvie, ESPN 1000 in Chicago. They did a great job. Chicago did a great job with All-Star Weekend. Would you agree that Derrick Jones Jr. was the winner in the slam dunk contest?
I have multiple levels of thoughts on the slam dunk competition. Because number one, my biggest thought was I thought Gordon won. That was me. But I didn't rage against anything because for 2 hours I was finally entertained by a slam dunk competition.
Yes.
And we thought this was like Fonzie jumping the shark. We thought it jumped the shark years ago. And here you had two guys who were studs. And what I love about Jones is the authority. He reminds me of Dominique. With the way he flushes the dunks, you know? It's never, rattles around. He puts it down with power for as skinny as he is. And I thought there were so many damn good dunks that he made. And the other problem I had with Jones Jr. and the lack of love that he got was because I was mad at the people in the building because they were upset that Gordon didn't win as Jones was hoisting the trophy. No one was cheering for him. And even though I still thought Gordon won, I'm like, let's show this guy some love because he's the second part of the reason why the dunk contest was so good. So I'm not raging. I mean, it's not the Olympics. This wasn't Roy Jones losing in the Olympics in boxing. This was a dunk contest, and I was entertained for 2 hours.
And Sylvie with the skills challenge. Did Bam Adebayo, did he make his name national? Does everybody know who Bam is after what he did this weekend?
I think so. And I'll tell you this, Crowder, that we in Chicago, we're so down on our Bulls. We've been that way forever. I used to come on with you guys with Wade when Wade was here, and you guys never understood why I said, well, you know, he's not universally loved because people didn't like the direction they took to just be a 500 team with Dwayne Wade. And it sort of it stalled our rebuild plans. And the one thing that Chicagoans notice, or the smart Chicago sports fans here, is while nobody was here to represent Chicago except Zach LaVine miscast in the three-point contest instead of dunking, was that even without Jimmy, take Jimmy out of the equation, that here you see all these young guys in Heat uniforms who can play and who have different skills, and Bam being one of them. And it's just jealousy that Riley and Spoelstra continue to get it done with getting players, developing guys, and it's something that just we can't do here.
Sylvie is with us from Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Jimmy Butler got a nice ovation. Chicago loves Jimmy Butler?
I think Chicago likes Jimmy Butler. My plan was always to do the rebuild with Jimmy and the kids, sort of like what they're doing in Miami. I never knew if Jimmy was going to be a one. Is he a true one? And he's showing a lot of people that, yeah, he is. But he's definitely a 1A. But I wanted to see who could play with Jimmy and who couldn't. And they elected to trade him. And they got LaVine, they got Markkanen. It didn't look like a bad trade for the Bulls at the time, but Markkanen hasn't developed. But, you know, Jimmy, you know, I've told you about Jimmy Diva. And there are times that Jimmy will do the Jimmy Hollywood thing. But there's nobody in the league who is as self-made as Jimmy Butler. I mean, he was a 7-minute-per-game guy when he first came into the league. He was a defensive stopper out of Marquette, the end of the first round. And that guy, nobody outworks Jimmy. And it's part of it, you know, like on job interviews, they always say, hey, what's your weakness? And people always spin their positive into a weakness. And they go, well, my weakness is I try too hard, or I work too hard, you know. That's the easy way out. But that is with Jimmy. And you know, I think Jimmy sometimes doesn't understand when guys don't work as hard as he does. But from everything I've read about Jimmy and in Miami, that's the way the Heat do things. That's the way Spoelstra and Pat Riley, of course, have always done things, and it's a perfect fit in Miami.
And, Sylvie, I had a problem this weekend because I was confused. Everybody was saying, Chicago, we're here, the mecca of basketball, the mecca of basketball. But everybody in New York, they say – Madison Square Garden is the mecca of basketball. Where's the mecca of basketball, Sylvie? I'm so confused about what that
right.
is. Where is the mecca of the game of basketball?
Now, I think this is a nuanced conversation because I think the mecca of arenas is Madison Square Garden. It's, you know, center court in the largest city to play in MSG, even though it's sort of dumpy, is still cool. But I think for guys who came up, I mean, and you had a lot of our guys in Miami, Dwayne Wade and Hardaway. How great was Hardaway for the Heat? And it's just the player that grows up in Chicago, it's sort of, to me, it's like Florida high school football. And high school basketball matters here. And that there's so many different skills, Crowder, that people learned in Chicago. The old adage is, that it's so, you know, they call it the Windy City for a number of different reasons. But one of the reasons is it's truly windy. And so in the summer, when it does finally get warm, we still have wind gusts of 15 to 20 miles an hour. So your shot from 22 feet is going to get blown a different way. So you got to learn how to defend. You got to learn how to dish. you got to learn how to drive to the hoop, because if you're just camped outside and shooting from outside on the Chicago playground, there's a wind factor that you're dealing with. So I think the well-rounded nature that Chicago basketball players have learned from a young age on the playgrounds through high school hoops, it matters. And nobody in Miami can second guess that because of the way you guys benefited.
Look at that.
Look,
Sylvie,
at that.
Laying down the law right there.
I like it.
I will tell you, here's the one thing that jumped out at me from All-Star Weekend, and I thought the rich history of Chicago basketball was celebrated in such a great fashion. I loved every bit of it. I thought, and I know he's not born and raised in Chicago, but I thought there was very little MJ. I was surprised at how little Michael Jordan was involved in the weekend. Did you notice that?
Yes. I mean, and you sort of have to sugarcoat it a little bit because, you know, any bad mouthing of Michael here is a big deal. So just to give you context, I grew up here. I'm a lifelong Chicagoan. The only time I've ever lived outside of here was 18 months on my first job in a small town in Iowa. But I grew up with bowl season tickets before Michael, so we weren't like bandwagon jumpers. I grew up going to the Chicago Stadium in the 70s. So I got to see the first three Bulls championships as a fan with season tickets. Then when I got to Chicago as a reporter, I covered the last three championships as a reporter and covered Michael every step of the way. So no one will defend Michael more. But there was no reason why Michael Jordan should not have been there. The statues in front of the building, it's the building that he built in the middle of them winning championships. The last time the All-Star game was here, he won the dunk contest against Dominique. He was the MVP winner in the 88 All-Star game. It was basically the time he got the torch passed him from Magic and Bird. And here he is, should be center court, where Kobe idolized this guy in Chicago. He should have been the one with the microphone. Now, he's got his reasons. I don't know what they are. But it's not like he's a hermit who's not involved in basketball. He's one of 30 owners. To me, Michael Jordan should have been more involved this weekend.
And Sylvie, but you brought up Kobe too, and me and Hawk talked about it last segment, where was it strategic? Like, this was Kobe's All-Star weekend. They named the trophy after him, the All-Star MVP trophy. Like, this was Kobe's weekend. Did MJ not want to overshadow that?
I that's the one thing that if Michael were to sit across from me and say, look, if it's me center court, everyone's just cheering my return in that moment. And Michael's back. He doesn't come back often. I get it. I'd understand that. But I think people would understand that he's there for Kobe. And I just think that even though Magic was a Laker, Kobe's a Michael clone. Michael and Kobe have both stated that he's like a little brother to Michael. And I just felt that it would have been great for the league and great for the tribute if Michael was there in some way.
Yeah, that was the one part where I was like, wow, like there's a glaring omission here with all the history of basketball of Chicago. And I really did think that he was going to surprise the crowd at some point and walk out and talk about Kobe.
Yeah,
it just didn't happen.
You know what's weird is, like, think about Dwayne Wade and all the times we've cheered against Dwayne Wade in a Heat uniform. And think about Isaiah Thomas, and even though he's from Chicago too, like Wade, how many times we booed him as a Piston. They were way more prevalent all weekend as Chicago natives than like the biggest hero ever in this town who just shows up for his Nike corporate event and flies out of town.
Yeah, weird. That was the weirdest thing. But anyway, you guys did a great job, and I think a lot of people who may not have realized the rich history of Chicago basketball certainly know it after this weekend. So, and I
feelings mutual. You guys did a great job in the Super Bowl, and love talking to you guys as always.
But you were wildly incorrect though on your take that Derrick Jones Jr. did not win the slam dunk contest.
You thought it was that obvious that
obvious.
He won? Come on,
so obvious. Oh, I mean,
Homer.
Aaron Gordon sat on Taco Fall's shoulders to play a game of chicken in a swimming pool. It didn't even come close to clearing it. I mean, that is me arguing as I trip into a hurdle with my chest that I somehow hurdled it because I ended up on the other side.
Well, maybe Jones Jr. can bring out Mini-Me instead of Chance and get the shorter, continue to
but
get
he jumped
short
over
guys
Bam! Just, he jumped like, over Bam!
He still got over Taco, who's 7'5". I mean,
no, he didn't. No, no, he did not. If somebody puts their hand out, like, you know, you cup your hands so you help your fellow prison escapee over the wall, did I hurl the wall or did someone help me get over the wall? Taco Fall probably needs traction after that slam dunk contest more than anything.
Now you're comparing the dunk contest to a prison breakout?
I'm just telling
What's
you.
Wrong look, with you?
Looked
Come
like
on.
He correct me if I'm wrong. Aaron Gordon, if he does not use his arms to launch himself off of Taco Fall, ends up bouncing off him backwards.
I think you're just a hater.
I think I got you there.
I think Taco Fall might have got pregnant.
He did. He did. It's very possible that he penetrated
right
him.
There.
He came closer to penetrating him than hurdling him.
That is not a good Taco Tuesday either. Not what you're looking for.
All right. We'll see you, Sylvie.
All right, guys. Good talking.
Mark Silverman, Sylvie from Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN 1000 in Chicago.
Taco.
I own that statement. He came closer to penetrating him than hurdling him. All right, if Sylvie was listening, tell him all about those stone crabs that he's not a fan of.
That's what I was trying to tell people. You can get stone crabs, and you can get them for the best price, the freshest in all sizes. At Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, all these people want to say, oh, stone crabs this, stone crabs that. I'm telling you, get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market to get your stone crabs. They are in season still, and you will love them. All your guests will love them. Your family will love them. The kids will love them. The best price, the freshest stone crabs. I tell you all the time, Hawk, one of them pinched me one time. That's how fresh they
that's
are.
Fresh.
One of them pinched me and wouldn't let go. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have the stone crabs, but they have everything you want. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have it all. And during February right now it is Heart Healthy Month, and that's what they're giving you. There are items, and they have great prices on heart-healthy items. The Key West Large Shrimp, they have shell on, right from Key West, only $12.99 a pound. The farm-raised salmon fillets, I had it. My wife loves salmon. Got some for my wife the other day. It was delicious, $13.99 a pound. A large variety of chicken and turkey sausages that are made in-house daily. They have all. They have the spicy. They have the mild. They have the spinach and feta. They have so many different flavors of the chicken and turkey sausages. Go try them. They are a meal in themselves. The Mediterranean seafood salad is delicious. It's only $10.99 a pound. And the wild rice salad. I was a little different about it when I first saw it. It is off the chain. Only $8.99 a pound. They have bean salad, potato salad, macaroni salad. They have the rice salad. They have it all, guys. Get to Delaware. You will love it. Go to DelawareChicken.com. They have marinades. They have seasonings. They have everything you can think of. DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. And when you know what you want, call them in advance and have your order packaged already when you get there. Save you time. They're going to save you money with those prices. They're going to give you delicious food and a great selection. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. For all the food you need, for the best price, for the greatest selection, you got to get the Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441 one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, that's going to do it for 15 minutes of heat. If you got 15 minutes of heat out of there, God bless you. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco? So you never know,
never, never know, never know. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie, usually here on Mondays. We were off yesterday, so we are here today and enjoying it. Reminder, $7.90 the ticket and JetBlue Vacations. Want to give you a JetBlue Vacations package. Got two round-trip travel certificates and $1,000 travel certificate for hotel, car rental, and activities. You could register to win right now at theticketmiami.com. Drew Brees is coming back for another season with New Orleans. Victor Bermudez, our old executive producer, tweeted out, and this cuts for a lot of Dolphins fans, Dante Culpepper has been retired since 2009. Drew Brees will be playing in his 20th season this year. Ugh. Never forget. A lot of Dolphins fans are are just used and abused by what could have beens, and there's a lot of what could have beens. Yeah. But the Dante Culpepper one, when he announces he's coming back for another season, that one hurts because – and that's the Tua argument, by the way. Can't be wrong on this.
No.
You can't be – if you have a chance to get him, and you're going to have to trade up, I'm more convinced of it than ever. But if you have a chance to get Tua and you decide not to because of potential injury – you could be replaying what happened with Drew Brees. You cannot do that again. You cannot do that again. Whoever it is hosting this show in 2040, and ain't me, is going to be saying something along the lines of, remember when they could have gotten Tua Tagovailoa as he's announcing his 20th season with Detroit.
We'll be sneaking up on your 70th birthday.
And you didn't want to give away Xavier Howard or whatever it was because you didn't want to trade up to get him.
I will help you up the stairs at work.
I am done. I am done. Jack, I ain't going to be here in 2040. I don't even know if I'll be on this planet, but I definitely ain't going to be behind this microphone. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. We've got a lot of stuff planned for you. The simulcast will begin here momentarily.
Publix brought out something awesome this football season, the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. Even though the football season's over now, well, we're sneaking into the XFL, but Dolphins were done. Super Bowl's over. They still kept the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub around because everybody loves it. My kids love it. My wife loves it. It is a staple in the Crowder family diet, and if you haven't tried the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub, get over to Publix and check it out. But come on now. You've been eating Publix deli food your whole life. You've tried those subs. The cold cut sandwiches are all delicious. What about that fried chicken now? What about those rotisserie chickens, the hot and spicy chicken wings, the lemonade, the sweet tea? They have green tea now, guys. You got to get to Publix. I go to Publix at least 2-3 times a week. My wife always tells me to stop and just grab dinner, grab this, grab that. The produce section's amazing. You got to get to Publix. For your parties, your tailgates, your dinner parties, your watch parties, go to Publix. They have platters that feed dozens, drinks, ice, beer, chips, snack, sides. They have it all. For any time you're having to get together, you got to go to Publix. And Publix is the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. I got to tell the moms and dads about Publix.com. You can still have your watch parties, have your tailgates, have your dinner parties, but you can also have your date nights and have your time I'm at the zoo. You can take your kids fishing because Publix.com will deliver. They'll deliver all that delicious food so you can hang out tonight, hang out in the morning, be with your family, and still have your dinner parties and watch parties and tailgates because Publix.com will bring it right there to the crib. Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
Somebody texts in, I don't want to take a chance drafting a quarterback that has a hip like a potato chip. I don't think it's as bad as, and again, maybe I'm just buying into the medical reports, but we'll have to wait and see.
Adrian Peterson's ACL.
Yeah, I mean, people have severe injuries, yes, come back, and they play great football.
Drew Brees' shoulder, and yeah, now he's playing in the 20th season.
We endeavor to take all the stations, Papa. You know that about us by now, hopefully. The Hockman and Crowder simulcast begins next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.